You are listening to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show, broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFF-FM in Peterborough, Canada.
Hey, kids.
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's dance-off, bro. Me and you.
Hello, and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm your host, Dan Collins.
Hey there, this is Martin Bruda.
Chris Gill.
Hi, I'm Sam Tweedle. I could talk about Archie forever.
The biggest bane to my existence right now is Shield number 9.
They know that I would have put it under my shirt and ran off.
What are you talking about? I haven't seen any Action Comics number 1.
Gwenpool, Spider-Gwen, the whole heat and stuff, this is going to be worth a few bucks. And nobody wanted it.
Yes, Dan, the Killing Joke does need to be R-rated.
I kind of like punching the walls of reality as a way to bring a character back because nobody knows what we're talking about right now.
Dark Knight Strikes Back was one of the biggest piles of dung ever, and it was what, $10 an issue?
We need to shame Sam. He is not here because he's gone to the Gem and the Holograms movie.
Hello and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm Dan Collins.
I'm Adam Bishop.
And I'm Chris Ellis.
And Adam is not prepared because he wouldn't stop talking before the show.
I'm prepared now.
Welcome to our Black Friday episode of Hey Kids Comics. If you enter the code Hey Kids Comics in iTunes, you can get this show for free.
Yay.
That's
a lie.
I already did it.
It's not a lie.
It's true. Is there a promo code for us?
No, it's always free.
It's always free. Okay. Therefore, it's not a lie. It just won't get you anything.
If you go to nordvpn.com and you type in HK...
Somebody's going to try that and actually get mad at us.
It doesn't work.
Uh-oh. So did anybody actually buy any comics on Black Friday?
I have bought nothing for the... Oh, no, that's a lie. I did buy a DVD today.
What did you buy?
I bought the Important Cinema Club's Blu-ray release of the Wolf Devil Director's public domain movie.
This is too many words that don't make any sense.
It's just me trying
you
to
bought a, what? You bought a movie and it's so boring I don't even care.
The title's not sparking anything, Adam.
No, I know. If you go to goldninjavideo.com, you can buy it too.
But why did you buy it? Like, what is this?
It's public domain movies that they re-release and they don't touch them in any way. So they're usually VHS transfers on Blu-ray and they do the audio commentary.
This is the equivalent of the YouTube videos where they fake, like, if you're listening to a band play live, but you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Where it's just a tinny sound all echoey.
Oh, it's great. I love them. I think this is the 6th release, but there are, like, 200. They're limited to 200 copies.
Was that on sale for Black Friday?
No, it was $15, and the shipping is about $11.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I made a joke to them that's like, this is more than Netflix a month, because they do one a month, which is fine. I'm fine with it, though.
Why?
Because it's fun.
Like, this does not... Do you actually watch these movies?
Yeah.
All of them? All the way through?
I haven't...
Not on 1.5 speed?
Not on 1.5. Well, I've put in my PlayStation or Xbox for the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've watched half of them.
Half of them?
This does not sound...
It's one a month.
This does not sound... So you have an entire month to watch one movie and you don't get through it.
It's hard.
So I bought something.
It's hard to watch.
It's hard to find time. Dan, what did you buy?
I bought, I bought a comic book from Comixology. It's because they have like lightning deals where every yesterday and today, and I don't know how much longer it's going on, but every day they have a new graphic novel for 99¢.
Chris, do you think Dan bought his own comic?
Which comic?
All of them.
No, I already own them all.
You own all of your own comics digitally?
I've paid for my own comics digitally to have them so I can have them on a device and show people. Because here's a hint: when you work in the comics industry,
you know you're gonna say yes.
What? When you work in the comics industry,
you're rolling in dough.
You don't get like good digital versions of your own comics, like just PDFs or something that are horrible to read, so I end up buying them
with these Blu-rays. They have an artist do the cover for them.
Yeah,
and I stumbled on two of the artists' tweets back and forth where they're like, "Don't forget to ask for a copy." It's like, I didn't get one, so I didn't get a copy of the DVD that he did the cover for.
Yeah, that's. I don't think that's relatable, uncommon.
Yeah, when they're limited to 200, yeah.
Yeah, but like that 200 should only be for sale. I'm sure the president of the club got a copy, so why not the artist?
Well, I'm sure that the two hosts of the podcast have like disc number 1 and 2 because they're like handwritten for the.
Oh, they're handwritten.
Yeah, the numbers. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Are they like literally just burned copies?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so it's this great. Is not like a legit thing.
It's public domain. It is legit. Yeah.
I mean, it's. I've never. It's public domain. It is legit.
Yeah,
that's your quote. That's the quote we're running with today.
Maybe
it's public domain. It is legit.
Nobody cares. We're in Canada.
Oh wow!
No one's coming out.
So, anyways, the comic that I bought today was a graphic novel, Monstrous, from Image, and like. I've heard good things about it, but the thing is, for 99 cents, I will buy a graphic novel of like 5 issues.
Try it. Why not?
Why not? Absolutely. Yeah. So, and I've sort of fallen off the reading comic books wagon a little bit. And so now I fired up my tablet and maybe I'll start reading some digital comics for the first time in a little bit.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I plowed through a whole whack of them.
Digitally?
No.
Oh,
physical? The old floppy copies. I don't know. I'm old school. I like the floppy copies.
I just buy the digital ones because usually they're cheaper.
Well,
and if you can get them on sale,
and they're easier to take on an airplane.
Oh yeah.
As if I've ever flown anywhere.
You never have been on a plane?
And I'm always the one driving on a trip. So.
Oh.
Wah, wah. Well,
there's always the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
or not.
I did go. I also went. Like I went to the mall today.
Ugh.
Walked around.
Oh, wow. How
and
was that?
It was fine. It was fine. Popped into the video store at the mall and picked up Detective Pikachu
for
my kids for Christmas.
The kids.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed. I'll watch it.
Oh, we went to the theater and saw it.
We saw it in the theater too.
It was good.
Oh man, like watching that one in the theater, like with kids was great because they fell like for every trick they were pulling. Like at one point Amelia was crying because something really bad had happened. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, honey, they have to make it really bad before they can make it good. Like this is where they do the thing that's really bad so that he can overcome it and become good. And she was like, oh, okay.
And
I was like, because they don't realize that there's like a formula to movies that they have to have the hero down and out before they bring him back, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I bought that. And then I bought the movie Us, the horror one from the guy that did. Yes, Jordan Peele.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw that.
So Get Out was really good. And so Us is one, and it was like $9 for the Blu-ray. So, boom,
it's hard
purchase
to beat,
that.
It's hard to beat.
Was X-Men Dark Phoenix on sale?
No.
I still need to buy it.
It wasn't even in the store.
No? Oh,
they probably burned all the copies.
No.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though? It's like I have the first Thor movie, and I've got Thor Ragnarok, but I do not have The Dark World because they seem to refuse to put it on sale. It's never on sale. So instead of, you know, like on Boxing Day or whatever, the DVDs are like $6.99.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not that one. Still $29.99. Like it's ridiculously expensive.
That's because it's from Disney.
And it's, but it's like, it's not the greatest Thor movie. So
I don't know.
It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
See, the thing, you have to wait and then like this. I don't know how it'll work now, but it used to be with when HMV was around, like they had a decent deal with the suppliers. And so before every Marvel movie came out, all the other movies would go to like $20 for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so like if something like that happens, you know, that's when you buy those ones that you don't have yet. And you fill the gaps in the collection there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they don't just... I mean, you can buy like all 5 Highlander movies for $20 and you can't even get...
Why would you want
to? Oh!
Here's my question. Because you mentioned it before.
I like Highlander.
Have you opened it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, because if you got the same set that I did, which I assume you did, 4 movies are on one disc.
Oh, wow.
So Highlander 1, 3, and Endgame And I believe the source.
They didn't even put them in order?
No. And then Highlander 2 is on its own disc.
Okay.
If you have the same one that I do, which I assume you are going to have that one.
Maybe.
Yeah, but... where, I don't know, it's there's like four movies on one DVD. The quality is going to be superb.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's going to be garbage.
High quality.
That the quality of the movies is garbage.
No, no, they're fine. They're fine.
This is fine.
Been listening to Highlander Rewind. It's a podcast.
Oh,
it's a good one.
They actually they have a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
They're they're running. They're I'm just
poor Dan.
He's giving me a back rub.
They're running out of stuff to do now because now they're doing or like episodes, movies because they've done all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing like the not webisodes but the audio dramas now.
They did audio dramas?
Oh yeah, I have all of them.
Oh really?
Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah. Adrian Paul narrates his.
Oh yeah? Yeah, I was never quite that hardcore, I guess.
Dan listens to Doctor Who audio dramas. I guarantee it.
I don't.
Oh, what?
I don't like, but that's because I was just going to come to your defense, so I can back off if you want.
Dan, help me, Dan. Help.
Like I was gonna say, like okay, yes. Doctor Who, you know, there's 50 plus years. So if I was absolutely in love with some franchise and it only put out like four movies and then a few weird random things, yes, I would listen to the podcasts. Yes, I would do all that. So I commend your fanaticism. You put the fanatic in fan.
Well, I stopped listening to the podcast because it was just recaps of the episodes.
Oh.
And movies. So I was like, the movie ones were good. The episodes I could care less.
Been there and done that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Speaking of podcasts, though, I did subscribe to a new one.
Okay.
Let me say what the name of it is. It's a lore podcast. It's called the Waterworld Lore Podcast.
Waterworld, nice.
There's only two episodes right now, but yeah, the gentleman who's doing it's a solo one where he's taken all of the movies, the movie, the comics, the game, the novel, and I think that's it. And he's taken all the lore and he's trying to put it into a continuity where he has to fill some gaps.
Okay.
Yeah, because the PC video game has cutscenes that they took the props and they have brand new scenes made just for the game using stuff from the movie. Dan's shaking his head at me right now.
You thought, you know what? I got Dan on board for Highlander. I'll take this one step too far.
Waterworld.
I hate Waterworld.
I love Waterworld.
Whenever you talk about it, I'm like, I should watch it again just to reaffirm how much I hate it.
No.
But then I never then do because like I hate it so much, I can't even.
It gets better every time I watch it.
You know, I will just put this out there and say, if I watched it again, I probably wouldn't hate it as much as I hated it the first time because I watched it and it was just so stupid and so bizarre and like. What? Who is it? Dennis Hopper?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dennis Hopper was so awful.
Bowser himself?
Yeah.
He was so awful that, like...
What? No.
I don't know.
He has this little glass eye.
Yeah.
But it's like everything. Like when you watch a movie that's not what you expect the first time. But then when you watch it the second time, it's not as bad because now you know it sucks. So your expectations are lower.
It doesn't suck.
Well, what was, I don't know, I haven't watched it since it came out.
Oh, so it's like so, 95, 96.
Yeah, so it's been a long, long time since I actually sat down and watched it. The only thing that I remember about it was that it was very slow. Like, aside from, you know, some of the overacting from Dennis Hopper, but it was, it just seemed really slow. Like, that's how I remember the whole thing kind of.
There's always stuff happening. There's always something happening.
Yeah, but it's not action.
No, it's definitely not action. There is lots of action. Dude,
look, we're gonna sail the boat with a big sail, and
I don't remember it being slow. Just like that, I thought it was stupid. So sorry.
Well, that's absolutely fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird, but it's a strange movie for sure. It's a different kind of concept. It kind of reminds me, like, I don't know, I'm sure you guys have watched From Dusk Till Dawn, right?
Yeah, yep. That's the George Clooney one.
Yeah. So at the beginning of it, it's a kind of a really cool action movie. You know, they're on running away from the law. They're shooting people in corner stores and stuff. It's like, you know, it's a pretty decent movie. And then they get to this crazy bar and the movie just goes like, you know, you think you're going straight through and all of a sudden it takes a left, a hard left. And then there's like vampires and stuff. It goes pretty wild. So, I mean, that kind of, it's not that I mean, I enjoyed that movie and, you know, I watched the Netflix series and stuff. So I guess I'm a sucker, but I know what you mean. Like when a movie kind of, you're expecting one thing and then it goes like, pew, it's pretty wild.
Yeah. So
everybody's really quiet. So I brought, some fun stuff.
What's in the box?
I brought some fun stuff.
Is it comics?
It is comics.
There's a, Chris has a huge box.
Well, it's sliced strawberries.
It's a very large box.
Yeah.
To just be walking around and coming to a radio show.
Well, it was a little awkward to carry, I won't lie. So what I have in here is all of my graded books. Now,
so you're playing show and tell like we did last time.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it would be kind of fun. Yeah, I can't compete with what, you know, the amount of books Dan's got, but I do have a kind of a fun.
You're like quality over quantity.
So, anyways, I just brought some stuff. So, there's my Amazing Spider-Man 135.
Nice.
Second appearance of Punisher, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that one's kind of...
7.0.
Yeah, it's not the highest grade.
But more importantly, the origin of Tarantula. Look at him down there.
Look at him down there, the absolute last focal point on this cover. There's seven people on here, and he's the one you're not looking at.
I don't know who that lady is.
You know what? I think at that
time...
Open
the book up and find out.
It was, you know, like such a big push for the Punisher, right? Like, that's just a few issues after 129, and so...
Yeah.
It's
like Frank Castle's back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, those eyebrows, jeez.
They are. They're like...
Holy.
Thick eyebrows.
On J. Jonah? No, the Punisher. Oh, on the Punisher? Yeah. Yeah, he's got some pretty dangerous looking ones, eh?
And then we got ASM 300.
Yeah, the first, well, I don't know. Whatever you want.
You're going to say the first appearance of Venom, but then you
know
stopped.
What? It's one of those crazy.
It says on here.
The CGC acknowledged first appearance of Venom.
That's correct. It's, you know what's funny is I have at home, what is it? It's 360. They call the cameo appearance of Carnage.
Rolling yeah. my eyes right now.
It's a whole friggin' page of Carnage. And he's like jumping out. He's like, I'm Carnage. And somehow, like,
I'm Carnage.
Like, or, you know, here I am. I'm, you know, welcome to Carnage or whatever. And that becomes like a cameo. And I don't know. I don't understand the whole thing.
If it's in one panel, no. Like that's,
yeah.
A cameo would be like him in the background, like and barely know, like a Where's Waldo type thing.
Right.
I don't
like, no.
I think like okay. Now this one says first full appearance.
Yeah.
That's how they can get away with it.
Yeah.
I think that like if you're in okay, I just don't know. Like personally, I feel like a one panel appearance isn't a first appearance. Like,
are there books that say first brief appearance?
There aren't, but there's second appearance and cameo.
Now, do we need to have a CGC scale on appearances? Like, well, here are the list, the types of appearances.
I
listen to Hey Kids Comics show number 43 where we discuss this.
Actually that episode number?
No.
As the books get more expensive, crazy stuff begins to take first appearance place.
Yeah.
Like I was saw this one article for Rust.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know
the
that
first
one.
Appearance of Spawn.
So that's what they're calling it. It is like a painted page advertising for the first issue of Spawn. So it's like a month or two before the actual comic comes out. And like people are like snapping these things up and having them CGC'd and signed by Todd, and he's like, I don't think I'm going to sign that. I didn't really do anything. Like,
and it was a non-final cover for issue 2 or 4, something like
that. Yeah, and they didn't end up using it.
Yeah.
And then, so next one, this one is a legit first appearance. There we go. That's Captain Canuck number one.
Captain Canuck, first appearance of Blue Fox.
Does Martin Baruta know that you have one of his Captain Canuck CGCs?
He does. Because he sold it to me.
Marty and I are nerds and belong to the multiple Captain Canuck CGC. Yeah. I have 2 9.8s.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
I just have the one.
You're just normal.
It hasn't snuck up. That one before it started to get kind of high. Now they want like $250 for them. And
I assume that you don't want to hold.
I'll hold my twins back home.
and then we got issue number two.
Okay.
Issue number two.
Captain Canuck number two.
Which I think Marty may have mentioned on the show before, but apparently. Apparently, Captain Canuck number two is hard to find in high grade because of a flood.
Yeah, a flood in the
water
warehouse
damage
or something.
Yeah, so he had a hard time finding a 9.8, trying to get a high grade one.
Yeah, so he upgraded and I got his.
I think he probably promised that one to me and then sold it to you because I forgot. So it's fine.
Sorry,
it's
man.
Fine.
Sorry.
Now, just to go back to Captain Canuck number one for a minute.
Sure.
Like, they've just upgraded it to be, to actually say first appearance of Captain Canuck.
Oh, really?
Because, whenever they made the notes for it, why is it the first appearance of Blue Fox, but not the first appearance of Captain Canuck? Because it is the first appearance of Captain Canuck.
Yeah.
So, I have a bone to pick. And
so
now...
asking them, so what is the first appearance? They look, ooh.
They're
who's Captain Canuck?
It's Canadian. I don't care.
Yeah. So... I haven't browsed the CGC website, but would they not have a database where you could click on a character and it would say, this is the comic?
No,
they have nothing?
No.
Okay.
I don't play on the website.
That's not how it works.
No, there's no
accountability. You create your own first appearances.
CGC is like accountability? Us? No.
So this one I just got because it's a really cool cover.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
It's Carnage number one from I think it was his first miniseries. And then it's got it's a Dynamic Forces cover.
Dynamic Forces, they do pretty good covers.
Yeah, and it's got they actually sealed the
certificate
thing
of authenticity. Yeah,
yeah.
So now you can't even look at the back cover.
No, but I got a fancy certificate inside there.
Yeah, they should frame it for you. Like instead of doing that, put it in the frame and send it back.
Yeah, and then. This one is kind of an interesting story. So it's for a weird maxi series, I guess, that was called Deathmatch. And they had this tombstone cover that they CGC'd and sent out to retailers only.
Okay.
So it's a retailers only cover. And I went into Dixon's. That's how long this was, and it was sitting on the shelf, and I was like, hey Steve, how much is the book? Because I was actually collected the series, and I was like, so how much is the book? And he's like, oh, I don't know, $20. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. And he's like, $20? I thought nobody would buy it at $20. Because they gave them out, he didn't pay for it, they just gave it to him. And so I was like, $20 for a graded book with a cool cover, I'll take that.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I didn't think anybody was gonna buy that stupid book. And it's like, well, for $20, I'm pretty sure that the next person through the door was gonna buy that
they
book.
They sent them graded?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, have you, is that worth something?
Not much, no.
Because if it's only a retailer...
Yeah.
Let's build the hype. Hey, there's going to be a Death Watch movie.
And then, so the next one I got here is the first appearance of Hitman from the Demon Annual number 2, 8.5, signed by Garth Ennis.
That's cool.
So what
Garth
is
Ennis.
CBCS?
The competition.
Yep. Isn't there, but there's another one, right?
Yeah. Nobody talks about the other one.
There's a few other ones, but they go downhill.
Yeah,
I know I watched the guy send away a Ninja Turtles number one first printing, and then he got it back, and he cracks it open. He's like, let's see how they did. And he turns it second printing. He's like, where's my book? Filmed it and just losing his mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be, that would make me angry too.
Yeah, I think it started with a P, PGC?
PGX.
PGX, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one we don't talk about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll never mention them again.
But typically, they're the one.
Erase that, the tapes.
They're the one that if you have a book and it's a 9.8 with them,
yeah,
and you have a grade at anywhere else, it'll come back probably an 8.
Through them?
Through anybody else.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool to have a Garth Ennis signature there.
Well, and you know what? That's, I know it's not a super high grade, but I was like, I need the Garth Ennis signature. That's, and of course, I love Hitman too, so it's hard not to have that one. And then we got one that I bought solely for the cover.
That's amazing.
It's Mortal Kombat number 0. And it's the video game cover. So it's got like the, you know, as if it was on the screen for the video game.
I remember being grade five, drawing Mortal Kombat comics. And I drew just amazing Kano face, and I was so proud. I showed my teacher, and it was Scorpion holding like his decapitated head. She was very concerned.
And a letter went home to her mother.
Guess what?
I think she wanted to take the comic. I'm like, no, I want it. My head looks really good. Oh, that's beautiful. See, if I saw it, I would buy it in a second. Because I see number one with Goro on the cover everywhere.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, again, it's not a perfect grade. It's a 9.0. But it was just, it's just like spoke to me. And I was like, I need to have that.
Yeah.
So I bought that a long time ago, too. And then we got this one. This is kind of fun. You got to be kind of a an image nerd to like this stuff. But it's Pit number one, side by Dale. And again, you want to talk about a fantastic cover.
Yeah.
I mean, a fantastic cover if you love 90s comics.
I do.
See, I should have brought my Max number one because they can just go side by side.
Do you have it? Is it slabbed?
Yes, but it's not signed. That one's a 9.8, my Max.
Nice.
Yeah.
I never read Max. I liked Pitt. I liked Pitt.
I've never read Pitt.
Oh, no?
No, but I see them once in a while.
I'm pretty sure that one time I saw somebody had an entire, the first few issues of Max slabbed at 9.8, and I was going to tell you, but then I was like, no, he won't buy it. He won't care.
I wouldn't afford it. We able to afford it. Yeah. No.
And so then we have a fancy one here. This is the Punisher number 104. Ooh. So it's the final issue of the, I guess they call it volume 2. Because the first volume is just a 5-issue miniseries.
Yeah.
So that was actually the first like long standing run. So it's pretty hard to find. And definitely hard to find in a 9.8.
Now, like, do some of these come about because you're doing what I used to do, which is just looking at listings on eBay that are ending soon? And then you're actually, like, oh, hello.
Some of them are auctions, and then some of them are from like little known comic shops that you just happen to be in, and they're way cheaper than they should be.
Yeah.
Because I think I paid more for my ungraded than I did for that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So every once in a while you get something and it's like... But I always have this thing for like first appearances. I kind of like, you know, if I read a character, then I have to have the first appearance. So maybe it's just a little crazy, but anyways, we got some Sleepwalker number one action over here.
Remember, there was like some hype on this book a few years ago.
Yeah.
Like just a little bit. And I remember that while the hype was happening, I got a copy in that ill-fated Facebook deal.
Your Fantastic Four box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And it has a huge comic book shop stamp on the cover.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I got one.
Dang it.
Yeah, but luckily the hype was all garbage.
So you don't feel bad that it has a big stamp on it?
Yeah. Yeah. So you like Sleepwalker?
I do. I have the full run, and then I have the sealed or the encapsulated
slab numero uno. Yeah.
I wish I could send just like 50 books to them to slab. They'd all be like, sevens probably, but I just want to send them trash. So when they open up the box, like, what is this?
Yeah, send in a whole bunch of
0.5s. I would love to see a video of somebody at CGC opening up a box of garbage
and just being like, what is this?
Waterworld number one.
27 copies.
What are these stains?
Calling the coworkers, come over here, look at this box.
Like, because you know they've got to. You know that they open something up and they laugh and pull the other graders over and go, oh my God, can you believe this?
Well, yeah. And of course, they'd be like, why would somebody send in garbage that looks
Fugitoid
like
Fugitoid number one out of 4.0, right?
Yeah. So we got my spawn number one,
nice.
9.8. It's not signed by Todd, but I'm still pretty happy with that.
It's not CGC though. These are all CBCS or CBSC or whatever.
It's kind of a mixture. I'm not. I don't discriminate between them. I don't know. I think they're both pretty good.
If you sent this to CGC, like in the box, would they crack it open and regrade it for you?
Yeah.
Or do you have to crack it open first, then send them it naked?
I don't know.
Okay.
You have to send them photos naked to get a good grade.
No.
I don't know, but
that's not.
Yeah, no. And then we got spawn number 9, the first appearance of Angela.
I saw this somewhere, but they didn't have a price on it, and I didn't want to ask them how much it was.
I was considering buying this one back when there was a lot of hype on it as well.
Yeah. I had that one back before Angela was even coming to Marvel. Mm-hmm. Back when Todd still wouldn't reprint her in any of the graphic novels or the compilations because of copyrights, and everybody owns their own characters, and he didn't want to pay the guy. And then we got one left.
One left, Dan.
One left.
Yeah, I was going to buy her action figure when it was released as a Marvel Legends.
Oh, yeah?
I thought about it, but then I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I'm not allowed buying toys anymore.
Save it for Highlander stuff.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So this one is X-Men 2099 number 5, and it's graded 9.8 and autographed by Jim Lim or something?
Ron Lim.
Yes. Ron Lim.
I never got into X-Men 2099.
Oh, no?
No.
No, I liked... actually, out of all of the 2099 series, I collected that one and Hulk and Punisher.
Which we said before, Hulk is like, you never see Hulk 2099 anywhere.
No.
I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, you don't see it anywhere. In the bins, I've never seen it in a floppy, which is weird.
It was only a 10-issue run.
Okay, yeah.
And it was neat, because he didn't look anything like the Hulk. He looked like a big dragon. And
he had like a long face.
Yeah, like, kind of like Venom almost. The big red tongue. And
well, that was an impressive amount of slabs there.
Yeah, it's,
I didn't think you don't talk about slabs, so I didn't think you had any, let alone an entire box full.
Well, yeah. I don't, like I said, I typically don't buy slabs. One, the price is usually super inflated. But every once in a while, like I said, you can come across a pretty good deal. Somebody's selling off one and they just need to get rid of it. So you get an $80 book for $40 or $25.
So when these aren't inside the box, are they on display anywhere?
Yeah, I've got shelves. Okay. They sit on.
Got the little stands?
No, no? I just have I just stand them up.
Okay.
Living dangerously.
Living dangerously. And then one will fall, crack open.
And then I'm going to cry.
And it's going to be a signature one. And then they'll be like, signature's no longer valid because your slab's busted. I can't guarantee this hasn't been forged. Adam should bring his slab collection.
Two
comics.
Two, yeah.
You got two?
Yep.
Max, obviously.
And then, you know, I don't remember the grade of the other one Dan does.
What, is it Web of Spider-Man?
No, sold that one.
No, because you sold that. Web of Spider-Man, 9.6, Adam bought.
Yeah.
And then what was the other
one?
It
was Secret Wars number 8.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But was it a 9?
I think it's a 9.6 as well.
9.6?
No, 9.8, no. Yeah, and that one, I'm going to sell it once the demand
I'm waiting
again.
For Adam to get tired of it, and I'll buy it off him for nothing. I'll buy it off him for, like, a Waterworld comic.
I'm one of those people... If you ask me, it's like, how much did you pay for? I'm like, I have no idea. I don't remember. I bought it. I have no idea what I paid for it.
Yeah.
I have to go through my eBay history.
I'm like that as well, but because I bought too many.
Yeah, okay.
Not just because I'm like, I don't remember.
Well, that's my issue too, right? Like, I could look it up on my app if I hadn't forgot my phone.
Yeah.
But like...
Do you make notes of how much you paid for them in?
Yeah, in the CLZ app. Yeah.
Can I tell you guys how much of a, like... I'm not proud of this. I had a phase, like, I'm going to call it the speculator phase, where I was tracking prices on eBay in a spreadsheet.
Oh, wow.
So I would enter them into a spreadsheet, what the grade was, how much it sold for, and then keep track of like five or six comics that I was watching, and then use that information to try to see if I was getting a good deal or if I paid too much for the one that I bought.
Okay.
That's hardcore. Yeah.
That is hardcore.
That is,
right there.
Man.
Do you still have the spreadsheet?
You know, it's kicking around, but I may have deleted like most of the information, because I think one time in a fit of regret, I was like, I'm such a loser. I'm so poor and such a loser. Oh. And I might have erased it all.
You didn't bring anything today, did you?
It's all in my mind, baby.
I brought some stuff, but I want to show one thing.
Show one thing.
Because I don't know how into it I want to get.
That's what she said.
Yes, because it's just a DVD. But it's one of my favorite superhero documentaries.
Lost Heroes?
No. So I'll pass this one. I don't know if you've seen it. It's HBO's Superheroes.
No, I have not.
Where they follow different people from different cities who are real-life superheroes.
Okay.
So people who have a death wish, I assume they want to get murdered, because these are people wearing, like, foam core bodysuits, fighting crime, air quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's some superheroes trying to entrap people by standing on the streets soliciting themselves, waiting to get beat up.
Ridiculous.
It is. Unfortunately, so I think if you try and buy this, it's like 20 and up, $20 okay. and up. If you open it, it was, for some reason, it was my bedside table. And if you pulled the disc out, it got crushed inside of my thing. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's garbage.
I was like, you're telling him to look at it, though. Why are you saying it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter if you, like, break it, because the disc is cracked. So I had to buy another one. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I want to bring this in, because you guys probably aren't aware, and I don't want to say the name. I'm going to pass you my phone. Mm-hmm. Peterborough has their own first real-life superhero.
Oh.
That a friend let me know about. And I'm following him on different social medias because I think it's funny.
Because you think it's funny.
Because I think, yeah, and it's
Wow.
Yeah.
This guy's going to get killed.
Yeah, he's going to. Yep. And
he puts it on YouTube.
Yep. And there are videos of him patrolling. So, like, you can know what his patrol area is.
I don't know, man. He's got a ginger goatee.
I know. He's, no,
which one of us is it?
That's
with his lopsided eye costume.
Man, that is, like, I guess that's kind of where Kick-Ass comes from, too, right?
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
You know, it's...
I'm going to follow him on Instagram, too.
Are you? Okay, yeah. Like I said, I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to spread too much, but people can be able to find him if they really want to.
Yeah.
I did save some other pictures that he posted of the stuff he's made.
Wait, are you doing this just so you have a plausible deniability that it's not
no.
you?
So this is his body armor, which part of his body armor, which is like a vest, is made of a phone book.
Made him a phone book. I mean,
it's a
DIY.
Wow.
And then another part are.
Is that a frisbee with like nails in it? Oh, wow. Look, he's got Wolverine claws.
Made of X-Acto knives.
Made from X-Acto knives.
It's so bad.
Wow.
Wow. Like, seriously, this guy's going to die. Oh, my
yes.
goodness.
So,
I feel almost bad for
so
this
I'm
guy.
Laying in bed.
Can we call him a superhero, or is he like
he's Batman.
He's a superhero on a budget.
Yeah, so that wow. the metal of his armor there are can lids, which you can watch him stab with the knife, be like, yeah, this works. And my girlfriend was asking me, is he serious? I'm like, I don't know. But yeah, Dan, just swipe through there and look at his weapons of destruction.
Mass destruction.
So is that just, I see, like, there's this weird, he's got, like, the phone book or something, and there's an advertisement that says Lilacs, which just doesn't go with what he's trying to do.
Well,
there.
It's kind of a lilac-colored costume.
It's true.
Yeah, but the Wolverine claws, like, that's illegal. Like, you can't walk around with X-Acto knives.
But it's not a hidden weapon.
Oh my,
it's not a concealed weapon. It's on his gloves.
You cannot get him for having a concealed weapon.
And the frisbee with nails on it?
Yeah.
Like, that's, I gotta feel like that's the most ineffective. Have you thrown a frisbee? When have you ever hit a target with a frisbee?
It's a batarang.
Listen, we can nail down his real identity by running a list of ultimate frisbee clubs.
Well, here,
because he must be good at frisbee to be using that as a weapon.
Here's the thing, like, in my, at my job, I see ginger people. Not that has anything to do with my work, but, and I'm sitting there looking at them like, is that this guy's name? That's what I'm thinking. I'm
You're like, can you hold your hand up over your face so I just see just your goatee, please?
I must identify the goatee.
Yeah, and it's the whole, oh my God. The newest post was like, added some eyes to the mask using lenses from a pair of sunglasses that were fog resistant.
Fog resistant, not bulletproof, but fog resistant.
No, oh, that I don't even have a picture of it. He built a neck guard out of duct tape and I don't know something. And he says, so, you know, in case I get stabbed in the neck. And I'm like, oh, so he, at least he knows
that he's going to die.
Yeah.
I like, okay, first of all, none of us can, you've ruined the show because we'll never top this. Second of all, it reminds me of the fact, like, when I...
We're going to be jumping the shark after
when I moved into my current neighborhood and I was going... I started wearing my leather jacket a lot because I was like, leather's tough, so nobody's going to be able to stab me. So maybe he should be wearing leather instead of a phone book.
Yeah. Or spandex like everybody else. It's a superhero.
Yeah. If I can find his, like, his little help posters up, I'm going to take one. Because he's posting them somewhere.
Like, what do you mean? Like, I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see his help posters? Yeah, no. Where if you want to...
Like, if you need help, call him?
Yeah, it says, need help reporting to police anonymously. I'm here to help. If you need any help at all, don't hesitate to call me.
And he put his cell phone number on it.
No, does it really?
He's got his email address.
Oh, his email address.
Oh, it's an email address.
I had a heart attack for
him. I'm lying.
So, yeah.
It's special.
Neighborhood Watch, Homeless Outreach. But yeah, it's...
Homeless Outreach?
Well, he's reaching out to punch them.
Yeah, so a friend of mine linked me that, being like, look, and I said, I'm going to follow him to see when the post inevitably comes that says,
when
hey,
they stop.
I got stabbed.
How many followers does he have? Like, do you know off the top of your head?
I don't know. It had seven posts or something.
I would, that would be the first thing that would come to mind.
Including me, 37.
Okay.
Now,
that's my lucky
said,
number, so.
Now, with that said, if you look at the followers and who he's following, it's other superhero people from around Canada, Ontario. So it's other people and
so this is a thing?
Yes. I think he posted that he's part of the Trillium superhero squad or something.
What?
It's, I don't know, it's like... people who are also superheroes made their own.
But here's the thing. Comic books are fiction and imagination.
Yeah.
These people are technically vigilantes. If they're actually out doing, beating up quote unquote bad people.
Mm-hmm.
That's, wow.
There's one of his friends posted a picture of a missing person poster and said, what's her name? Leanne says, I'm not sure if Leanne is found or not, but please be on the lookout.
I'm not sure if she's found.
Yeah, like I saw this
maybe
poster.
Maybe you should check that before you post it.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I went to a deep dive with these guys, and it just reminded me of this movie where there are the one superhero in the superheroes movie runs across the street, and he's like, nothing to get your heart pumping, like jumping into traffic. And you're just like, what? Like, this is an amazing movie, which, yeah, this... maybe we can get a Peterborough film based on this guy.
So now if we cross-reference
Ultimate
Frisbee Club members in Peterborough, people who have bought superheroes on DVD, am I going to find your name, Adam?
No, I've never played Ultimate Frisbee, so I'm good. I do have X-Acto knives at home.
Not anymore.
Yeah, no. They're my Wolverine claws.
That's insane.
Oh, it is. It's great. Like, I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm terrified.
I mean, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. And at first, like, my one friend, I share it to another friend. And he's like, oh, do you want to be his supervillain? And I'm like, oh, let's do that. And then I saw the Wolverine claws. I'm like, yo, I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to die either.
I want, like, it's basically like the South Park episode, like Professor Chaos, Mysterion, and the other ones. It's the same thing, but yeah.
Wow. That's...
Yeah. There's no segueing out of this.
This
Adam.
Is what I brought.
Welcome to Peterborough.
Wow. This could have been a whole show itself.
Well, we can always touch back on it, because there's going to be updates.
I'm sure there's going to be
not as much as not as many as we want.
The YouTube channel's about a year old. I'll link it to us here.
we're not going to spread this around.
No. And, yeah, you can watch the videos. They're fun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
Dan, is it actually of him crime? I use air quotes, crime fighting?
It's walking down
George Street?
No, God, no. He's not going to go downtown. He's going to go the safest area in Peterborough possible.
Oh, Lansdowne Street. He's hanging out by the mall.
Let's say this. I'm just going to say the South End, where there's not that much crime. Okay. So I would love to see him downtown. Because, like, one, you get picked on right away by the drunk people. Like,
oh, yeah.
The purple foam core on his chest. Like, it's not going to help him whatsoever. And then his phone book chest plate.
That's not going to stop him if some, like, big drunk linebacker decides to punch him in the face.
Are you looking him up right now?
No, not okay. Right now.
No.
Although I forgot that I could have just looked him up instead of, like, just telling you to whatever.
Yeah. He does follow the Peterborough police, so I'm happy there's that going on.
Well, yeah. Obviously they're following him as well.
I'd hope so.
Oh, I imagine they're watching him pretty close.
I hope he hears this.
He might be a fan.
Oh, it's true. But we haven't said his name, so he's like, just say my name. It's Batman.
Hey, if you're listening to the show, message us. Message Adam specifically.
Oh, yeah, go on to
I've got his address.
Go on to the Hey Kids Comics Facebook group and just, you know, say a little message. I don't think he has a Facebook account under like celebrity or personality.
Dead body.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's all I can think of.
I do community activism and nonviolent crime intervention.
Oh yeah. That's why he has the claws. Nonviolent.
No, to be fair, in the video he said like, yeah, you can't go outside with these, so he knows.
But then why make them at all?
He did a tutorial. To help other people.
Is that like the guy who decided he was going to make an Iron Man costume just so he could play with it?
Oh.
Like, there's a guy on YouTube, you can look him up, and he actually makes thrusters so that he can, like, lift himself off the ground and fly. And it's pretty friggin' neat. And the stuff that people can make is pretty cool. But I'm not sure that fighting crime with them is the great idea. Yeah.
It's
dang.
So I've been sitting on this for, I don't know, like, almost a week. And I'm like, I just want to tell you guys so bad.
I'm glad that you didn't, like, ruin the surprise.
I know. When I saw you at my work, I'm like, I can't say anything.
It's like, or before the show, we're all just sitting around, like, gabbing. That's when stuff like that.
Oh, I know. It's
yeah, that's impressive, Adam. I'm not even sure what to say.
Well, I just shared it with the Hey Kids Comics crew, so okay. You guys can
find it ourselves.
Go wild and show up. Don't show other people, I guess. I don't know. Follow him, like, share, and subscribe.
Like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Speaking of like, share, and subscribe.
Yes, segue.
Here's my segue out to the one topic that I had maybe, I don't know. I had a couple topics, but it don't matter. But the new episode of Sequential Magazine came out today. And so that is the magazine about Canadian independent comics. And Marty and I are both contributors to the magazine.
Oh, perfect.
So I did an interview with Ricky Lima, and that's in there. And the cover story is about Team Auric, and Marty contributed a interview. He interviewed, I believe, Andrew Thomas and Sharon Goche for the magazine.
Perfect.
And also, yes. So, and Donovan Yatsik did a coloring tutorial inside the magazine for a unreleased Chapter House project, teasing some stuff there. So lots of goodness in there. So you can pick that up. I'm sure there's links flying around everywhere.
I was just going to say, and where do we pick
where
that
we pick
up?
This up?
Where should we pick this up?
If I go to my nearest Circle K, can I grab one?
No, but you can order physical copies. It's digital, but also you can get physical copies.
And I saw it was the first four issues for $25.
Yeah, you can get the first four, which is the whole year's worth.
There you go, nice. Yeah.
The whole year's worth. So it's a quarterly magazine.
Perfect.
So that's exciting.
So are you going to be a regular contributor to that, or was this just kind of like a...
If they want me.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I've already done an interview for the next one. However, I haven't gotten like permission yet. Okay. So like I had the chance to sit down and chat with somebody, and I interviewed them, and then I was like, okay, maybe this will get run in sequential. Maybe it won't. If it doesn't go in sequential, maybe we can use it on here.
No,
perfect.
I mean, I've got the interview on my phone. I could play it right now, actually.
I don't think
it's just kidding. Unless that's a meme.
Oh, okay. Dun, dun,
dun. You don't. We're not cool enough to get memes.
No.
Just what, straight no, up, no.
Say, what meme is it? I'm.
The one that says something like, "We should do this." Just kidding. Unless. Which is exactly what I said.
Okay.
Listen, there's one person out there laughing their ass off right now.
And I'm just like, I don't
and
get
they're
it.
They're under 30, so
it's true.
Nice.
Yep.
Maybe we should segue. Just kidding. Unless
I brought other books.
What else did you bring?
I feel like we should have just played music and walked out at that last one. Like nothing is ever gonna top that guy, dude.
Nothing. No,
like you've ruined this. You've ruined this for us.
Yeah. Just the worst name. Did you see what his name was?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kept on wanting to say fish. Whenever I read it to myself.
Moving on.
I can't remember where I bought this. It's Obsessed with Marvel, Test Your Knowledge of the Marvel Universe. 2,500 questions for one or two players.
Trivia.
Yeah, and it has like, I'm sure the batteries are fine in it, but you can pick the question number, one of the little dial, like the buttons, and then you can play with a friend and actually track your score. And I don't think it lists the answers there anywhere, but it'll tell you if you're correct or incorrect. It might. But yeah, there's things in there. That's basically like the most random things as well.
Oh, yeah. Who is the Soviet spy responsible for turning Bruce Banner into the Hulk? Igor Drenov, Anton Vanko, Igor Skiar, D. Emil Bronsk. Oh, wow.
One time when we're really low energy, we should just play this for an hour. Do a quiz show for an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, there, and I think, yeah, this is, there's like Hulk sections. Whoa, my God, everything. Yeah.
She-Hulk?
Yeah.
In which issue of Strange Tales does Doctor Strange not appear?
Dan, come on, issue number 10. Is that an option? Probably not.
No.
Sorry, I'm just looking at Real Life Superheroes Instagram now.
Oh, yes.
I'm afraid to like his photos. Did you like any of them?
Don't think so.
I don't want him to know I'm watching.
No, well, he knows because I follow him. And I use my first name in my profile, but not my last name. But you use
I suppose I could just unfollow him and just look him up when I'm curious.
Yeah.
Sorry, did I ruin your obsessed with Marvel?
No, it's just a book that I have at home that I've gone through. Oh, they have pictures in here too.
Yeah, there's some pictures in there.
Yeah, where Dan, I don't know any of this stuff.
It's pretty hardcore, like...
Here's X-Men. There's my jam. Okay, that's an easy one. Who founded the X-Men in Age of Apocalypse? Oh, everybody knows that. So you got Apocalypse, Magneto, Charles Xavier, Cyclops.
Magneto,
yeah. See, I think the X-Men is all easy.
If you've read the X-Men, it's easy.
I mean, how many people out there just went, Age of Apocalypse?
Age of Apocalypse is the one Wolverine has his adamantium stump.
Yep.
He's running around. It's great.
Yeah, because Cyclops blew his hand off.
Yeah, but the claws were hidden in there. Don't be fooled. Who did he stab? I don't remember.
Somebody in the guts.
It's probably Cyclops.
So I think it was Cyclops.
Yeah.
Because he stole Jean Grey, so he might as well. And he cut out one of his eyes. And
yeah, so Cyclops just has like the one little visor.
Wait, so Cyclops is a Cyclops?
Yes. Literally, yeah.
And he has a sweet ponytail.
Yeah.
Same. Me too.
Because everybody had a ponytail in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Magneto had...
or a mullet.
Magneto had the braids at the front, like Thor would have had. Have you read that series?
No.
It's pretty wild.
So much talking. So much talking.
Yeah. Did Bendis write it?
Who
just
wrote
kidding.
It?
It's no before idea. Bendis,
it was
isn't it?
Yeah, way before Bendis.
I have the four like epic books at home of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The trades. So much talking. I can't believe it.
That was one of those series that I followed right kind of from the beginning. Because what happened was Legion killed Professor Xavier.
Yeah.
And so this was like a split on the timeline. Like, so if Charles never founded the X-Men, what would happen with all these crazy mutants? And some of it got pretty wild. Like Sabretooth was a good guy and Wildling was like his little buddy on a leash. And it was, there was some pretty crazy stuff that was going down. And Jean fell in love with Wolverine, and he was like more animalistic than human, really. And yeah, it was just some wild stuff kind of happened during that time.
That Legion killing Professor X was like my jump off point as a kid. That's when I stopped collecting.
Oh,
okay. Because
like my mom was probably like, you could only have $5 a week for something. And I was like, okay, I probably want like baseball cards or something.
Do you remember how Apocalypse dies in it?
No.
Magneto goes like this. And Apocalypse splits right down the center. And like they show it from behind Apocalypse looking at Magneto. Yeah, you see him like just right in half. And I'm like, is he made of like metal or stuff, I guess?
I don't know. There's iron inside everybody. Yeah, but
that's kind of like one of those things where when it happens, you're like, why didn't they do that? Like Magneto can do that to anybody to stop them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you could just tear them apart, but you don't. But well, you choose to in this instance.
Yeah. Well, that's like that when actually he liquefied the adamantium inside of Wolverine, yeah, and ripped it out of him.
Yeah.
That was, well, everybody knew it was coming. I mean, it was in previews. It was not a surprise.
Yeah.
But it was just like, oh my goodness. Like, why wouldn't a guy that powerful use that on anybody? Mm-hmm. I mean,
have used that the first time he met Wolverine.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, and same thing with,
he did
like,
in the movie, so I'll give them credit there.
Like, yeah.
He's like, oh, is your whole body laced with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and like even Colossus, right? You know?
Yeah.
The guy's like organic metal, still metal. And, but
maybe it's like he can only use like actual like copper or magnetic metals. He's the refrigerator of the magnet world. It's a penny. It won't. Well, it's not magnetic. You know. Have they ever done a thing where like Magneto gets electrocuted and becomes an electromagnet?
Oh.
Because like that's just science.
Yeah.
And his name is Magneto, not Magneto.
No.
Yeah, it's magnet with an O at the end. It's Magneto.
Then how come every single person pronounces it Magneto?
Because they're wrong.
Or you're wrong.
Just like it's...
one of those two.
Just like it's a GIF.
A Magneto is actually a part of a diesel engine.
Damn it.
So I'm assuming that's kind of where they got it from. Same as the Transformers.
I do think they literally just said magnet with an O, though. Like, that's... like, he's magnetic. What should we call him? Magneto. So magnet.
That'll be the Stan Lee's portion, I'm guessing.
Oh.
Excelsior. Magneto. Write me a check.
Please.
It was his 1 year anniversary on November 12th.
Yeah.
Yep. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Which is, I was going to say, is nice. I was going to say, it's nice because now you can't take credit from other people.
Anyways.
Oh, wow.
On that fantastic note, we'll end our Black Friday episode. So, as always, you can tune in on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and the various other places where you can find this. So, have a great night, and we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFF FM in Peterborough, Ontario, and available as a downloadable podcast at www.heykidscomics.ca and at www.firstcomicsnews.com. Promotional consideration for the show was provided by no one. Are you kidding me? We couldn't get advertisers if we tried. Wardrobe for our hosts was provided by Joe Nerds in Whitby, Ontario. They don't know that fact, but that is where we get 90% of our clothes from. No animals were harmed in the making of this radio show. Marty tried, but allergies won't let him get too close to Sam's cats. The views and opinions expressed by Sam are solely his own and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the rest of the hosts, as we all like The Walking Dead TV show. The Hey Kids Comics Radio Show is a Quinn Martin production and copyright Hey Kids Comico. Rebroadcasting in part or in whole of this show is forbidden, but really, who would want to anyway?